Hey, you're listening to episode number 23 of the Obsessive Creative Podcast. This is a community of relentless creators, and here we talk about what it's like to be compelled and obsessed to create work that matters. I'm your host, Luke Cleland, and you can stay up to date on all things obsessive and creative by following me on Instagram at Luke WT Cleland. Let's get into the show. So this is the final part in a three-part series about your creative autobiography. And what that is, I suggest listening to the first two so it actually makes sense. But what that is like, what is the story that you believe about your own work, your own creative work, your own creative vision? And this week, I want to finish up by asking the question, so what? Like, what's the point? Okay, so sure, maybe people, you know, have influenced my story in the past. Maybe I have some, you know, negative ideas about my own creativity that don't need to be there. Okay, sure, I can craft a new story. But what's the point of that? Like, and well, actually, now that I'm thinking about that, this probably just should have come first in the series. But I think the more that I thought about kind of the last two episodes, the more that I thought was like, okay, sure, okay, we've done that. But really, like, what's the point? Like, why does that matter? Why does a good, healthy, creative autobiography matter? I don't know about you, but I'm the kind of person that loves jumping into a work or a project right away. The energy is good. The excitement is there. And I just want to jump in and just start working away. I don't love like the planning or like thinking too much about something. I just want to do. So the idea of doing all this behind the scenes work about my creativity, the ideology, like I have to sit and think about this. When I first came across that idea, it seemed like too much work for me to do. It's too much meaningless behind the scenes work that nobody saw. Nobody saw the productivity of your own creative kind of narrative. And especially when I first got into being a photographer, when I first got out of design school and I started getting photography jobs, I just wanted more photography jobs. I didn't care about how or what or when. I just wanted more of them. And I didn't figure out a direction or where I was or where I wanted to go. I just wanted to jump into the work and just start doing and just like work hard. And through that process is how I really learned that your story matters. That what you think about creativity and what you tell yourself about creativity matters. The story that you write about your own creativity will influence everything. It will influence how you do marketing. It will influence how you price your work, how you're treated as you do your work. And it is possibly one of the most important pillars behind an obsessive creativity, behind an obsessive creative person that wants to do work that matters. And so I think putting the effort in is worth the effort. I think putting the hard behind the scenes work into the narrative and the story that you think about your own creativity matters. And so here are three things to finish off this series of why that the story you tell yourself is the right story. It's correct. And it's a story that you want to believe about your work. So first of all, I think the thing that is important is that your story is important, that your story written by you is more interesting and more impactful than you think it is. I don't know about you, but I might lose some of you on this, but I love the movie The Grinch. Not the animated one. Okay, it kind of makes me tired and makes me bored. The live action one with Jim Carrey. I've talked about this before on here. I love that movie so much. and I loved it as a kid. And I watched, I got it as a VHS for some Christmas gift one year. And VHS, if you don't know what that is, oh man, I got this VHS and I played it so many times. Like, I think it like started to wear out and there's like lines in it. You know, those like lines that you got when you watched VHS too much. If you don't know what a VHS is, look it up. Oh, man. I hope you all know what a VHS is. And man, I watched that movie so many times. I think I can recite the whole thing as I'm watching it. I can't recite it not watching it. I'm not that crazy. But as I'm watching it, I pretty much know, you know, what's coming, the next line that's coming. Maybe I watched it tens of times. I don't think I hit the 100 mark or anything close to that, but I watched it a lot. But I imagine if I watched that movie every day, like every day for my whole, like for the last like 15 years or like my entire life, like I got up and watched The Grinch every morning before breakfast and I did it every single day, that it would probably become a little boring and maybe a little monotonous, right? The jokes would get a little old and probably pretty annoying. And I don't think that that idea of watching The Grinch over and over again is very different from our own story about our creativity, our own story that we tell ourselves, because we live it every day. We replay this movie, this storyline over and over again in our own life. What's happened in our creative journey, you know, our wins, our losses, all of those things that we've learned, they kind of become boring to us. They're so familiar and so replayed over and over again that to us as the creator, they become a little boring. They become uninteresting, unremarkable, and especially if you have other people writing part of your story in there and giving you their ideas and all these things, it not only is boring, but it feels authentic. You feel confused. You feel like, what story am I supposed to be telling? I'm very confused about what's going on here. But if you're able to weed out those stories and get it down to you, what you believe, what your creative vision is for the story that you want to write, what you value and what you've learned, it is so much more interesting than you think. Your story matters because something that you live, even though you've lived it every day, something that you've replayed over and over again, even though it seems maybe boring in your own mind, it's exciting and it's new and it's often inspiring to others. And I've seen this so many times, even in the interviews that I've done for this podcast, where, you know, if someone hasn't done a podcast before or they haven't really talked about their story in this type of format before, they're like, oh, like, is this gonna inspire someone? Like, this is just my story. Like, this is just how I did this. It's not super remarkable. It's not that like I'm also like a celebrity, or it's not like they're super famous for the work that they do. Is it really inspiring? Is it really important? And I don't know about you, but for me, when I hear anyone's story of the creative work they're doing, I often leave being inspired by what I've heard. Because even though you get to live with your story every day, for us, the people that hear your story for the first time, hear about the things that you're working on, hear about the things that you care about, hear about the reasons behind you do your work, we get to experience that for the first time. We get to see the new, the unfamiliar story coming from you, from your creative work. So your story is important. It's impactful. Secondly, I think your story has intrinsic value, that it's invaluable. My belief about humans is that we are here on this planet for a purpose, your skills, the lack of the skills that you have, your experiences, your big successes, your big failures, your mistakes, that they are all not by mistake. That you as an individual, you matter and you're important and you're extremely, extremely valuable. And that we in the world, we need you. That someone out there needs your story. They need to hear your story. They need to be impacted through your gift. The world needs your gift. You know, I just started reading the Chronicles of Narnia, and I think I talked about this recently about Harry Potter, right? I guess I'm on like a children's fantasy book like run right now, but I've just every time I read a fantasy novel or a movie or something where you can really tell there's been a creation of this world that didn't exist before. I'm just overwhelmed by the fact that this didn't exist before. And personally, those often stories like these really impact me. You know, they make me happy, excited. They take me on this adventure. And when I come back, I feel really good. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for people that put in the hard work to make those things a reality. And I think so many times, you know, I'm sure C.S. Lewis, you know, who wrote Narnia, I'm sure he didn't have like a ton of people coming around saying like, yes, you are doing extremely good work writing children's books. Like, I'm sure like, and right, isn't that so true in so many of our like kind of creative endeavors? Sometimes it's hard to see whether they're important or see whether, you know, we're not like, you know, saving lives or something like that. Like, on the surface, it doesn't seem like it's the most urgent work. But how many books or how many songs or how many poems or creative works of art have deeply, deeply impacted you? C.S. Lewis was on a mission. He was on an obsessed mission for writing the story that he felt like he needed to write. And even his like friend, I didn't really learn this till recently. Like J.R. Tolkien was one of his like good friends, and he hated his Narnia books. And I just think that's awesome, because even though here's this like other is like his friend that's like another like incredible writer, like fantasy novel writer, even though he hated his books, he still was obsessed about creating this thing that he believed he needed to write, that he believed he needed to create. He was on a mission. He had this story that he was telling himself. He had this kind of autobiography, this creative autobiography that he was on the path to write. And he was showing up, bringing his gift into the world. And it's impacted a lot of people, right? Like whether you love it or you don't love it, you've been impacted by it. And just because someone doesn't like something doesn't mean it's not valuable. So, you know, I think if you think through your life, I think through my life of the people that have impacted you, you know, I think like, do they necessarily even know that they've impacted you? And I think so many times when you impact someone through, you know, something that maybe you just say to someone or, you know, some of your creative work or whatever, you often don't know it. And then something that I've kind of tried to do more recently is that if somebody has impacted me, I like to just tell them. Like, I like to just tell them like, hey, you know, this one time you did this thing and that specific thing, you know, did this for me. And I'm really grateful for that. So thank you. And I don't think I've ever had someone be like, yeah, I already knew that. You're fine. You didn't need to tell me that. Like, no, like almost every time someone's like, wow, like, hey, thank you for telling me that. Like, that's really encouraging. I didn't even know that. I didn't know that you like were really impacted by this work that I did. We need your creativity. We need the book that you haven't written yet. We need the art that you haven't created. We need the film that you haven't started writing, because you're the only one that can do your work. Lastly, the story you tell yourself is important, because like I said at the beginning, the first episode in this series, because it's the life that you will live and it's what the world around you will experience, whether you realize it or not. The story you believe is the story you will live. Like, the story you tell yourself every day is the story you live, right? We've all done it. Like, you know, you have this interaction with this person and then you walk away saying, oh, they like totally hate me, or like, you know, I sent them this message and they totally ignored me or whatever. And then you find out that their phone died and fell into the ocean and it never loaded your text message and they never got their phone back. Right? You have this like initial impression of someone and you think they're the worst, and you go around every time seeing them and you have this living narrative in your head. And it's the same thing as our, you know, creative autobiography. If we have this story that we're telling ourselves all the time, if we have this idea of what our work is worth, whether it matters or not, then that's the creative life that we're going to live. And not only is it the life that you're going to live, I think what we don't often think about is it's the life that those around us will live, right? It's the self-fulfilling prophecy. It's the Oedipus Rex of our creative ideas, right? It's this idea that we're scared of fulfilling. And because we're thinking about it all the time, because that's what we kind of believe about ourselves, it inevitably creates reality around us. Because the story that you think about your creativity will leak out into the world around you, and you won't even realize it, even if you're trying to hide it. If you want kind of revolutionize your marketing for your creative work, for your creative venture, then I think we need to revolutionize the story we tell ourselves. I think it's so easy to be like, oh, if we just like have a better marketing plan, if we can just like update our website, if we can just post better photos on Instagram or whatever it is, then it will all work out. But the reality is, if we don't deal with our own story first, we're never going to be able to convince those around us. Because not only does your autobiography affect your life, it affects the impression of the people you want to serve. So what do you believe about your work? What do you believe about your creativity? What story are you telling yourself? And possibly, is it time to write a new story? Thank you so much for listening this week. I hope each episode encourages you to lean into who you are as a creative and do work that matters. If you love the podcast, I would love so much for you to leave a review. Thank you so much for those of you that have left a review. I really do appreciate it so much. It helps so much kind of in the algorithms of the podcast world. And I really do appreciate it. So thank you so much. And until next week, stay obsessed.